How is it that the city of Opa-locka's architecture came to be based on the stories and even the names from the Arabian tales?
The idea came more probably as a kind of like a collaboration between Glenn Curtis and his architect, Bernhard Muller. But very importantly is that Glenn Curtis was looking to make his new development, his new city, sort of stand out, to be different from other places that were being developed throughout Miami, like Coral Gables, that definitely have more of like a Spanish Revival style inspiration, and from Miami Beach, which was pretty much based on Spanish Revival. So in selecting Islamic architecture or Moorish Revival architecture, really he was making a very clear stand, architectural stand, you know, using architecture as a kind of billboard to advertise his new city.
You were telling me that this began as a student project?
The idea of this exhibition started as a student project. I teach at North Campus, and North Campus is just immediately south of Opa-locka. Whenever I ask the students, have you ever been to Opa-locka? All that I got was blank expression. People, the students didn't know what I was talking about. And if they did, actually wasn't in the most positive terms. So I set out to kind of change, to challenge those assumptions and to actually take them out. And invariably, the reaction that I got from them, once they got there, is like one of surprise. Like, I would never have suspected that place like this existed in Miami. So different. And that cuts across from all generations. It's the same reaction. And I have colleagues talking about that they really stumbled on Opa-locka by accident and how fascinating the architecture was.
When people come out and see this exhibition, what do you want them to take away from it?
And in particular, in Miami, a city that has such a short history, architecture is so important that in order to preserve our sense of self. When we look at architecture, and particularly people in Opa-locka, when they look at the building, they can sort of see a reflection of who they are, and they can project that to everybody. I mean, there is no other place in the United States that can lay claim to have a whole city designed in one single style. A whole city that is designed in this Moorish Revival style is quite unique. And I think that by itself is worth preserving.
Miami-Dade College architecture professor Jose Vasquez, thanks so much for showing me around the exhibition Opa-locka Mirage City.
You're more than welcome.
The exhibit runs through September 8th at History Miami.